From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. After quite a mild morning, multiple cold fronts and an upper-level disturbance will all combine to bring about falling temperatures this afternoon. Skies will be mostly cloudy in the north, with scattered mountain snow showers and rain showers mixing with snow showers in the valleys. Partly cloudy skies in the south will be accompanied by the chance of mountain snow showers or valley rain showers. Blustery northwest winds gusting to 35 miles an hour will have valley temperatures falling into the mid to upper 30s in the north and into the mid to upper 40s across the south. As things calm down this evening and overnight, temperatures will drop back mainly into the teens, with some northern cold hollows flirting with single digits. That will be in stark contrast to what happened last night when temperatures rose overnight almost everywhere, although in northern New Hampshire it was still 30 degrees in Whitefield at 8 o'clock this morning. Fortunately, the precipitation was a little behind schedule, alleviating the risk of freezing rain there. Both the initial front this morning and the related precipitation dissipated while entering from the northwest. A secondary and much stronger front has just now moved through behind the initial front, and it's with this secondary front that precipitation has been a little more pronounced. The second front has now moved to near the coast, and gusty and colder northwest winds have rushed in behind it. Also coming in behind the front has been an upper-level disturbance that will help to briefly enhance some snow showers over the mountains this afternoon. High pressure from the northern Great Lakes will build in rapidly this evening. Much colder conditions tonight will be followed by mostly to partly sunny skies tomorrow as the high shifts offshore and another warm front approaches from the southwest prior to the arrival of this next system's cold front on Friday. All of that points to another round of primarily a mix of rain and snow showers, although there could be an inch or two of snow accumulation by Friday morning in northern areas outside of the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. Some periods of clouds appear likely on Saturday. Nonetheless, high pressure will be largely in control for the first part of the weekend, and so things look dry until Sunday, at which point there could be a few sprinkles of rain or flurries over the northern mountains. With the exception of this afternoon's falling temperatures, daytime temperatures in the extended period look to remain slightly above average into the middle of next week. In the short-term forecast summary for the VPR listening area, for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies in the north with scattered mountain snow showers and rain showers mixing with snow showers in the valleys. Partly cloudy skies in the south with the chance of mountain snow showers or valley rain showers. Valley temperatures falling into the mid to upper 30s in the north and into the mid to upper 40s south. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, lows in the teens to around 20, some single digits in northern cold hollows. Winds from the northwest at around 10 miles an hour during the evening, then diminishing to light and variable after midnight. For Thursday, look for sun filtering through increasing high-level cloudiness, chance of an afternoon shower or flurry in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, highs tomorrow in the upper 30s to mid-40s, some mid-30s northeast, winds becoming south less than 10 miles an hour east of the Green Mountains, and 10 to 15 miles an hour from the Green Mountains westward. On Thursday night, thickening clouds, rain or snow showers becoming likely north, changing to mostly snow, an inch or two of accumulation possible northeast, as well as in the Adirondacks and northern Green Mountains. Lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s, coldest in the northeast. South winds around 10 miles an hour east of the Greens, 10 to 15 and gusting to 25 along and west of the Greens. Friday, chance of early snow or rain showers in the south, then becoming mostly sunny, mostly to partly cloudy north with rain or snow showers mainly over high terrain in the morning. Highs on Friday from the mid-30s to lower 40s from north to south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.